Ahead of this historic event, we've been speaking to members of the LGBTQ plus community about not only the occasion itself, but the wider matters of identity and inclusivity on Manx shores. Discrimination is one of the areas of concern. Cara Varetto from Isle of Pride has spoken about some of the experiences they had to go through.
Personally, I've dealt with quite a few discriminatory, if that's the right word, situations where individuals have either made comments, looks, gestures, or even just strangers to outright ask me, can I ask you a personal question, please, with a smirk on their face. And then when I say no, I can hear them laughing behind me, you know, leaning over the bar where bar staff are clearly there. And kind of, you know, it's almost like a high school situation. There's no kind of acknowledgement there that it makes you uncomfortable in that setting. And I know with friends as well, like personal friends who have, you know, been black and blue for who they are. And the fact that it's not a hate crime over here, or hate crime isn't a thing over here, is another big step that we as a community and an island need to address at some point in the future. But that's from my experience as of, I would say, late, more so than in high school. In high school and primary, I wasn't out at all. That kind of was a fear there more than anything, because I'd seen other individuals who'd come out and had been mocked and laughed at and publicly ridiculed. I was not going to join on that either.
Meanwhile, Kerrigan Fairbairn, also from Isle of Pride, says she's largely avoided hurtful comments, but has heard of tough situations others in the community have had to deal with.
I've heard stories, some things that don't bear repeating, others that are demonstrable of, like, systemic failures. And it's rough to hear about it and then not then experience it yourself, because my view of the island is significantly better than for most people in the community.
Homosexual acts on the Isle of Man were only decriminalised in 1992, 25 years later than in England and Wales, and 12 years later than Scotland. In January last year, Chief Minister Howard Quayle issued an apology to all men who were convicted of homosexual offences before the laws changed, as well as the entire LGBTQ plus community. Mr. Quayle's statement came as a bill which passed through the House of Keys that month contained clauses, which meant men previously convicted of homosexual activity would be able to receive individual pardons and have their past records removed. The Pride Festival is hoped to be yet another step on the road to greater inclusivity and diversity on the Isle of Man. We also asked Cara and Kerrigan how they feel about being involved in something which will be part of Manx history.
For me, it's a bit bizarre. I don't think I've quite processed it, even though it's been like a couple of years. I think once something's kind of come, like, actually in stone, so to speak, I think it'll probably hit me a little bit more. But yeah, a bit unfathomable.
I think I'm waiting for the day to see how that impacts me.
Yeah.
For me, it just feels like this is the course of my life.
Mm.
This was going to happen. I'm just glad I'm involved with it.
Hmm.
So I see it as an inevitability, and it's hard to process, again, the impact that it's going to have.
And I think in a little snapshot that we kind of were grateful to see was the Youth Pride that was in December, and what you were saying before about actually having somebody to look up to. I think we both feel this. We really saw that then, and it was quite heartwarming to be able to see, you know, all the individuals, the younger individuals who are LGBT or allies, etc., actually feeling comfortable with who they are, with no fear, and also being able to see the older ones as well and looking at us and being like, oh my god, that could be me, you know, and just realizing that. I'm getting goosebumps when I'm sat here. I think it's going to be kind of one of those moments where it's like, it's really going to hit us.
I think it's fair to say that being at Youth Pride, as, you know, a staff member, as one of the organisers, was the proudest moment of my life.
Mm.
And I'm very excited to have that feeling come back again on June 12th.
The festival will take place on Saturday, June the 12th, at the Villa Marina Gardens from noon until midnight. There will also be a march through Strand Street to mark the occasion. The event is open to anyone and will be free to attend.